This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, good daytime. Dr. Ken Kronaus is here. Dr. Ken is a leading cardiologist. He runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He has been very successful at helping thousands of people overcome circulatory problems, overcome the problems that come from not having good blood circulation. You get high blood pressure. It leads to strokes. It leads to kind of problems in your brain. And that's why he so fully supports the use of Superbeats. Superbeats is something we've been talking about here, ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health. This is something that with the opening up of the arteries, the blood gets to your brain, to your muscles. If you're working out today, you need a 4-ounce glass of water, a teaspoon of Superbeats, preferably the black cherry flavor, because you'll love that. Drink it and go have your workout and see how much better your body looks and feels as a result of taking Superbeats. Keeps your arteries clean, improves circulation. If you'd like to call and get in on a special offer that Superbeats has, dial 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. He drinks Superbeats every day, and you ought to be doing that as well, because, as I've said, Ken, so many times, this is like heaven. Nirvana for those in terms of prevention. If you have abused yourself and you need to kind of open things up, this is the way to do it, right?
Absolutely. Right. Not to tell you need this, and it's very effective.
All right. So, again, the number to call, you want to order Superbeats. If it's a first order, you get the first 3 months that you pay for, then you get a 30-day supply free. So 4 months for the price of three. Superbeats, A number one, 800-655-4183. All right, let's look at some of the news that you've updated this week. The accuracy of breast MRIs versus the accuracy of breast, when you're going for an X-ray, a mammogram. So I think we've said on this program any number of times that most people think that MRIs are more accurate and you can get at stuff sooner. Is that not true anymore?
Well, MRIs are much more accurate, and this is for a woman who has breast cancer and is awaiting surgery. This comes out of the medical journal Radiology, Doug, a breast MRI. It's commonly performed before breast cancer patients undergo breast-conserving lumpectomy to help the surgeon see the size, shape, and location of the tumor. The position a woman is placed in during her pre-surgical breast MRI, Doug, could influence the scan's accuracy. MRI images taken before breast cancer surgery could provide incorrect data if the patient is placed in the face down during the scan position. In contrast, the face up MRI before surgery may provide surgeons with more detailed and accurate information and could lead to effective tumor removal. So if you're a woman with breast cancer awaiting surgery, you want a face up MRI.
All right. Another potential use for statins. As a cardiologist, you use this, I was going to say, I won't characterize it as a lot, but you've been using statins for a long time, have you not?
In the right patient, absolutely, since the late 1980s. Doug, this is out of the Journal of Stroke and Cardiovascular Diseases. One-third to one-half of stroke patients, they develop infections. Infections can be caused by tubes or catheters, and a stroke may weaken the immune system and make patients more prone to infection. Statins, they may significantly reduce the risk of infection in stroke patients. Those taking statins reduce their risk of infection by 58%, along with lowering cholesterol levels to reduce the risk of heart disease. Statins may also have anti-inflammatory properties that help the body respond to infection.
All right, 30 seconds on how exercise may help overcome ovarian cancer.
British Journal of Cancer, lack of exercise associated with an increased risk of ovarian cancer and death from the disease. Any amount of regular weekly recreational physical activity may reduce the risk for and improve survival.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame killed anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statement to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
14 after the hour. This is the Good Day program, Wednesday the 29th. It's like a Monday. Doug Steffen and Kara Schillen with a focus on that tragedy in Turkey. 50 people killed. 60 people injured. An attack at the airport, 3 suicide bombers who killed themselves. The latest in a string of terrorist attacks in Europe and in the Middle East. Turkey is on the bridge, on the border, as you know. Turkey is a NATO ally. At least I remember as a kid, it was considered very stable. Now, because of what's happened in the Middle East, it has become very unstable because of all of the Syrians and all the Middle Eastern refugees who are going through Turkey to get up to Europe. Nobody has taken responsibility for the bombing, as we hear in this overview.
3 suicide bombers killed at least 36 people and then wounded 147 others Tuesday at the airport there. Witnesses described the screams, the panic after the blasts as people desperately try to get to a safe place. So far, there is no claim of responsibility, although ISIS is suspected.
Of course they are. Daesh. That's what the prime minister said. The attack began shortly before 10 o'clock in the evening.
The two gunmen who went in first opened fire with automatic weapons, similar to that which was used in the attack in Orlando. The world has gone crazy. So we have all these terrorists, and they're enabled they say they're enabled. They think they're enabled. They think that their cause is just. Of course they do. All people like this who are mentally unstable. The only people in Daesh who are mentally on the up and up, or at least steady, are the ones that are running the organization. But the people they bring in, excuse me, out of their minds. I'm a little taken back. Looking at the news media coverage, which will focus on the sensational. We all know that. The news trucks go out there and they bring the boys and girls who've been shot up, covered with blood, out to the ambulance. That's what you see, blood spattered everywhere. This is the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The Muslims now are getting, not that they haven't been, I shouldn't say the Muslims, because that's a little patronizing and it isn't, it's not a thorough description. It's like saying the radio hosts or the weathermen or the animal lovers. It's nonsense. That there are people in our country especially, but others in the Western world especially, who have called on Muslim leaders, whoever they may be, to decry all this. And there's been much more of that. But I'm not sure, frankly, how organized the Muslims... There I am. I'm saying it again myself. How organized they are. There's not like some... I mean, we have Mecca, you have certain seats of religious power, but yet there is not like... it's not like the Catholic Church has the Vatican. Do you know what I mean? There are various places. And I don't even know that there's another... I suppose we could consider the Jewish religion headquartered in Jerusalem. And then there's a titular head normally. Anyway, the point I'm making is that many people are focused on this fight against terrorism. It's all over Europe. It's all over the Middle East. Notice, never happens in Asia. You never see anything like this happen in China. Why is that? Because there's no official state religion? Is that something that is part of the... we all know religion is the culprit here anyway, right? Religion is the culprit. That's why we have all of this stuff. Religion and interference from former superpowers, people who lust for power and control, in this case the British Empire, which carved up the Middle East before oil was ever a factor, before the United States and Saddam Hussein, the Brits were responsible. You can go back, point the blame at everybody, anybody, who cares at this point. That's the past. What are we doing now about fixing the problem? And most of you would answer, nothing. And that's pretty much, that the world community has nobody, if you want to blame for this except themselves. A universal, unified approach to taking care of these terrorists would net them, render them useless, and influence less, there's a word, if there was some way of organizing, but there's no organization, so. All right, let's do the 2020 News Quiz question, 888-302-3684. Yesterday, a large furniture manufacturer announced it's recalling chests and drawers after a child died when one of the pieces of furniture fell on them. What company are we talking about here? This is not the first time this has happened, frankly. If I were a parent, I wouldn't buy any of their furniture because I think there have been too many of these sorts of things. I remember another tragedy like this happening fairly recently. So what company do we want to focus on here has a problem with pieces of furniture falling on children? 888-302-3684. Prizes the book Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. You can go online and check that out. Life is Good When You Do the Work. Better yet, answer the question. What company is recalling their furniture because of problems with children on it? 888-302-3684. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
So so, you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
To spend a moment or two or three with Amy Newmark. Amy is the author, the editor-in-chief, and the publisher of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. There are hundreds of these puppies around now, and she's been responsible for lots and lots and lots of them. In a moment, we're going to talk about something that I have been through myself in the last year, getting rid of things, getting rid of the past, having less. What is it? You can do less with more or something. Less is more. We'll talk about that and how it fits into your philosophy in a moment here. Those of you who have moved, as I have in the past few months, found... No, I had lived in the place I'd lived in before, Amy, for 38 years. So we had... It was a farm. 38 years worth of things, many of which were of no use, and there's no reason to have them, many years ago. So three dumpster loads later, the house was cleaned out, and I moved into the new house, and as I still am going through a lot of the things, especially my radio material, I could fill another dumpster with things, old clothing, old furniture, and it appears that the this is from the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. There are how many of us listening? I'm going to go around the room, as a matter of fact. Jennifer, you got a storage unit?
No, I do not.
Richie, you got a storage unit?
I do not. I could probably use one, but no, I don't.
Victoria, you got a storage unit?
No, I do not.
Really? That's unusual. Most of the people I know...
Dougie, do you have a storage unit?
A storage
unit. It's a whole farm. He's got two school buses.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
two school buses.
Yeah, school buses filled with my things. So anyway, the idea, Amy, here is to have people understand that hoarding is not psychologically good, among other things, right?
Yeah, and what I found when I was soliciting stories for this book is that I got hundreds of stories from people who had rented storage units when they were moving and spent a lot of time and money and effort putting stuff in storage units, and then after paying storage fees for years, went back to those storage units and threw every single thing away.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. So what's the point in it? And by the way, these storage units are not cheap. I can remember
no,
I've had
one
them for
woman
years
said
in California.
Yeah. Yeah, one woman said she counted it all up and she could have paid for a semester of college for her granddaughter.
Right.
Wow.
Well, that's what I hear from my friends who say, you know what, by the time you're done, the seven lists is very expensive.
Think about it. There's a whole TV show based on people not paying for their storage things, and they sell everything out of it. Storage wars.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So people just buy them and then ignore them.
Right. And it's a big business, and it's expensive. I did for a number of years, 4 or 5 years, when I was renting houses in Los Angeles instead of owning them, I would, at the end of the season, put the stuff in a storage unit, and then I'd come back and get it in the next fall, and it became very expensive. I think, you know, you pay $400, $500, $600 a month for not a lot of space. So what do you find, the stories that you have in the book, The Joy of Less, what sort of stories are they? Men telling stories? Women telling stories? Who's telling these stories?
It's mainly women, although they're usually storing stuff for their whole family, including their husband.
Right.
But what they are all saying, and it's unanimous, is that they spent a huge amount of time and money putting stuff into the storage units. And even if they only went back to the storage units 6 months later versus years later, when they went back, they didn't want any of that stuff because they had been living without it. And they realized that their memories were in their heads. Their memories didn't have to live in furniture and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask you, is there a kid's version of this book? Because my kids, they have so much stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to give my kids garbage bags on Mother's Day and say, fill them up. That's your present.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, but that's a parent's fault for getting them all of that stuff. Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. You can find Apple's podcast at iTunes and Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and at DougStephan.com. Amy Newmark from Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Did you know a recent poll shows 86% of Americans disapprove of Congress? That's because 6 out of 10 Americans say they believe most members of Congress are willing to sell their vote for campaign contributions. It's your country, and I'm Jim DeMint with a conservative perspective from the Heritage Foundation. The public's distrust of Congress comes from Washington politicians putting special interests ahead of the interests of the people they represent. To put it plainly, Congress keeps the gravy train rolling for big special interests. That's what I call cronyism. Americans don't ask for special treatment. All we want is a fair shot. The Heritage Foundation works to make the voices of the American people louder than the special interests in Washington. Our government should create opportunities for all and show favoritism to none. That's a conservative idea for a better future. It's your country. Find out more at heritage.org.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Hey, this is your car, and I'm tired of doing the same old thing. Drive to work, shuffle the kids, drive home, boring. Don't you think we deserve a vacation?
Sure. Check out America's Best Value Wins Rewards Program. You'll get 15% off and late checkout. Plus, free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Value Win is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands, with 1,200 hotels across North America. Visit VantageHotels.com.
And do me a favor, no more stops at the burrito barn, please.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
After the hour, it's Wednesday, the 29th of June. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Kara Schillen, in depth in this hour. A repeat of our question first, the 2020 news quiz question, focusing on a company that's issued a recall on 29 million dressers that they've sold. The results of the recall come from the deaths of at least three children in the last year or so. So we're looking for the name of the company that is recalling their children's dressers. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. The reward for your efforts is a copy of the book. I like to spread this message around, so I have hundreds of copies of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. You can just Google that the message is so superb, a message that I take to heart in my life, and I think you probably would be well served. I'm not, you take it and you like it, or you take it and you don't like it, you throw the book away. But it has a great benefits anyway for me and the people that I know. So once again, the question, no correct answers at the moment yet. The 2020 News Quiz question lasts another 4 minutes. Ask the question 20 past, get the answer before 20 before the next hour. Name the company that is recalling millions of dressers because of the deaths of three children who were in homes that used these dressers. That's pretty bottom-line stuff, right? Meanwhile, in addition to what happened in Turkey, people are buzzing today about a research project done by the National Resources Defense Council. 18 million Americans, according to this information released yesterday, get their drinking water from systems that are loaded with lead. Do you remember as a child, well, even now, the mania that was focused on lead paint and how you had to certify that your home didn't have any lead paint if you were selling it to somebody who had children under 12, that kind of stuff. And I always had in my mind the image of somebody, a child, walking up to the window of a house and just chewing on the window and getting lead in his or her system and thinking, oh my God, this is awful after I heard it. But I know plenty of people, when I was in school, maybe that's what's wrong with me, I used to chew the lead pencils. I mean, I chomped on them. And sometimes did it just for fun. Sometimes if I was nervous before a test, I'd chew on those things, the end of them, the middle of them, just, and they were covered. It was a lead pencil. Hello. And the paint that was used to cover the lead pencil was lead paint. And here I am a number of years later. I'm not saying that lead's good for you. Listen, don't get me wrong. Lead in gasoline, right? Remember how good, if you go back a few years, before the lead was taken out, gasoline smelled great, right? How many, in your mind, your imagination switch has just gone on, right? Because you remember what the smell of gasoline was like. You remember how tough the paint was. You had to really work at it to chip it. You remember lead in the pencils, all of those things are gone now because we've been convinced that lead is bad business. Bad, bad. So these people, the National Resources Defense Council, say that they're concerned about the long-term effects that lead can have on children. This has been something going on. And why is it just children? Well, because what you're told now and what we were told then was children's bodies, their systems are still developing. It's kind of like working out in a gym. If you're under the age of 18, you're told not to lift weights and develop muscles because your skeleton has not fully developed. You're still building your bone structure until you're 18, 19 years old. So you see some of these young guys that are playing high school football who are trying to get massive and muscular, and then they have trouble later on in life because their bone structure begins to break down because they crowded it. And the same is true for all of our bodies, our brains. You don't want this stuff in your system, because your body is still developing. Everything about you is still developing physically in every aspect. You don't want this stuff in your system. So, and apparently, there's no real way to test for lead without sending samples to a lab. I have my water tested all the time, and I'm on a well. And so it's important to know what it is, and it's actually quite good. And I put in a plug for my alma mater, Heidelberg University, Tiffin, Ohio. It's one of the best water quality labs in the world. So if you ever find yourself needing to test water, get in touch with Heidelberg and send the stuff out there to get it tested. Meanwhile, it's time for us to answer. Now, I'm, Karen, not able to read anything on my screen, but I know that you want me to go to line 10, so that's what I'm going to do. Who's on line 10? Hello? Hello. Who's this? Ooh, it's a mystery. Whoever you're hearing me say who's this, that means that you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Jamie.
Jamie, where are you calling from?
Aberdeen, Washington.
Aberdeen, Washington. What brings you to us at this hour of the day?
I drive a long truck, so I've got to get up and go to work early in the morning.
Yeah, it is early in the morning. God love you. Good for you. How long have you been doing that?
42 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Number one, you don't sound like you're that old. Number two, the fact that you've done it consistently for 42 years says a whole lot about you. Why have you stuck with this? Why do you like it so much that you're continuing to do it?
It pays pretty good. I've met a lot of nice people. I enjoy driving. My dad did it before I came along.
Really? Are you a regional guy? Are you long distance? What's your circle of driving?
I don't put more than about 300 miles a day. Some days I do more, but it's just local.
Local stuff, yeah. Well, good. That's isn't that nice? And you feel physically that you're still able to do things? Because oftentimes when you have a job like that, the person driving the truck has to do a lot of the work besides just driving. Does that keep you in shape?
Pretty much. I'm still fairly. I'll be 65 next month, so yeah. I'm still pretty good shape.
All right, don't stop. Just keep doing it, all right? Don't stop.
Yeah,
I'm serious. You don't want to stop doing it. If you like it, it's very good for you physically, emotionally. You know that. You have your... And a lot of time... So you started this hour in the morning. How long do you work? How long do you drive? How long are you out?
I'm usually off by 3:30, 4 o'clock.
All right, so you work at least a 12-hour day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then you have the rest of the day to yourself. But it's something... that I find people who drive, I hear this all the time, and I actually love to drive myself because I find myself going into me and figuring out what's going on with me. It's just rewarding. So anyway, thank you. I'm glad you're there. Congratulations on just being someone who's made it and you're a good example of what it's like when you find something you want to do, stick with it. So our question is about this company that has recalled all these dressers. What's the name of the company?
IKEA.
Have you got any furniture from them in your house?
I've been in a store. My wife and I went in a store here a couple months back, and no. We don't.
Because it's too modern? Because it's too expensive? Because it just didn't pique your interest? Why is it that you don't use their furniture?
I'm into antiques.
Are you? Oh. Join the club. I am too. Hard. I don't like a lot of the new stuff. I have influences in my life that... want me to buy new, and I do, but I want it to look old. Whatever the reason. All right, it was a nice conversation, Jamie. Hold on just a second, and Kara's going to talk to you again. You're going to get a copy of the book, Life is Good, when you do the work. When you get out of work in the afternoon, you go home, take a nap, read a little of this book. Every day there are two or three page essays. It'll put you on the top of the world. Congratulations again. Sounds like you got a good life. It is 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly sock.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
47 after the hour here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara and I would like you to hear a little bit more about the problem IKEA is having with their furniture recall. So here's an overview of what was going on. What's the problem with these chests of drawers?
IKEA is recalling at least 27 million chests and drawers after a product fell on and killed a third child. The Swedish furniture giant has been accused of not doing enough to keep consumers safe. IKEA said in a statement, "It is clear that there are still unsecured products in customers' homes, and we believe that taking further action is the right thing to do." That unsecured part from the quote is important, since some consumer experts have questioned why IKEA didn't recall the dressers to begin with. Instead of a recall following the death of a second toddler last year, the company issued repair kits to anchor dressers to walls. It also released an ad to alert customers to the dangers of tipping furniture. Fortune notes that for decades, IKEA has included those wall restraints and instructions for using them in its packaging for dressers. But the company said the recall decision was made in response to the third child's death this February. IKEA is expected to explain in a press conference Tuesday the kind of compensation customers who bought the recalled products will receive.
Wow. All right, parents, beware. If you haven't heard the story yet, now's the time for you to take some action. You can go back with, IKEA says, bring the chest of drawers back, get a full refund. And everybody makes mistakes. Get called into account for it. All right, speaking of mistakes, back to the lead situation with the water. Here's the overview of this new report.
The new report is from the Natural Resources Defense Council. It finds more than 5,300 water systems across the U.S. in violation of federal rules limiting levels of lead and copper in tap water.
The vast majority of the violations were related to lead issues. A lot of them were for failure to test the water. Some of them were for failure to treat the water to ensure that there wasn't lead.
The main concern is lead's lasting effect on the developing brains of children, potentially leading to learning and behavior problems. Flint, Michigan was one extreme example. That lead contamination occurred when the town's water supply source was switched and corrosive chemicals leached lead into the water supply. Philadelphia has also been criticized for testing water in too few homes with lead service lines.
You can't see it, you can't smell it. So it's not something you can detect. The only way to really know if you've got lead is to have your water actually tested by a laboratory to find out if it's got a problem.
If you have concerns about your home's water, experts advise flushing the system by running the tap for a few minutes before using it for drinking or cooking. Special water filters certified by NSF International may also help.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Ay, ay, ay. 10 before the hour here. I'm Doug. You're who you are.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm with Michael Finley, who is the former superintendent of Yellowstone National Park. What parts of the country can hunters go to legally shoot grizzly bears?
Most of them can only do that in Alaska, in the lower 48. They are federally listed as still threatened. What we are talking about in Yellowstone is a population that in 1970s was less than 200, that has rebounded to about 700. Mm-hmm. And the issue is, how do we manage them to actually keep our investment? A lot of tax money went into keeping these bears, growing this population. They're vital to local economies in terms of tourism, and people want to see bears. And so what we have here is an immature plan by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
In other words, this is typical and government.
This is the worst. You know, your listeners probably know they own Yellowstone. It was part of the Louisiana Purchase that Thomas Jefferson bought. Yep. What they probably don't know is Yellowstone was established before the states of Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana even exist. So, you know, these states have been very reluctant to support grizzly bear recovery or to protect them. We know when the Yellowstone wolves were delisted, there was a slaughter that went on in those three states. It was almost it was gleeful.
That was the point I was making earlier with regard to the grizzlies. It may be
that it's illegal, but I know somebody who had went hunting specifically to get grizzly bears, and a grizzly bear killed his friend. So he found the bear and killed the bear. And I know that in this same location where he goes in the Dakotas, they shoot wolves all the time. So whether it's legal or it isn't legal, this is going on. And I brought that focus up because I wondered if that didn't play a role in the diminishing population, even though now at Yellowstone, at least, there are 700 of these grizzly bears. There were, I'm sure, at some point in the last 100, 200, 300, 400 years, thousands and thousands of these things. Yes?
They were, and, you know, they perform a valid ecosystem function. They keep our elk and deer in numbers that, you know, the ecosystem can sustain. If you see what the return of these predators have done to Yellowstone, it's stunning. It's the way it was when it was set aside.
Is it dangerous for... If you ran the Yellowstone National Park. What sort of danger is involved? Just as an aside for a moment, when people go up there, this is a great time of year for people to go visit parks in good weather areas. So what do they see when it comes to the bears, and how are they protected from the bears or other wildlife that might put them in danger?
Grizzly bears, people hike, I hiked, I fished in Yellowstone. I was superintendent for 6.5 years. What you do is you learn about baby bear behavior and you don't expose yourself unnecessarily. You stay attentive to where bears might be fishing in the same stream that you are. If a bear approaches you, you don't run and excite their predator instincts.
Yeah.
You carry bear spray, which is like a mace, a pepper spray that our rangers all carry. I carry bear spray when I'm fishing. In the developed areas, you very seldom see a grizzly bear. It might walk through early in the morning. Generally, they try to avoid people. They've learned over the years that it's not healthy to stay too close or in great proximity of public. And, you know, the public is on these boardwalks in Yellowstone on a day like today. There'll be thousands and thousands of people. And we've learned from satellite collaring that they retreat from people. And then in the night, when the people are in bed asleep or something, they come back and reclaim some of these areas.
So now there, you have been successful. It sounds like this is something that you started as superintendent at Yellowstone, going from 200 bears to 700 bears. What's the optimum here? What's the number that the people in the Park Service are looking for to have an effective population of grizzly bears?
Well, the population is probably, I don't know if it's exactly optimum, but it's a healthy population. They reproduce very slowly. The key to this issue, Doug, is that you need the surrounding states outside the park to manage consistently so that these bears can work in the ecosystem. They can move to other areas in the states of Montana particularly and Idaho where they can exchange genetic material. So this doesn't become some isolated genetic colony of bears that aren't getting the interchange. So it's really a matter of state cooperation.
This was a problem.
Yeah.
Michael, thank you. Michael Finley goes around and talks a lot about the National Park System, and he's here to educate us here.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.